Klingon.
Hello.
Hello. Cheers.
Cheers.
This cider that I'm drinking, it's a pineapple cider. Pete actually got it, and I just stole one of his.
Well, I had an allergic reaction to them, so I can't drink them.
They're mine now. Anyway, it tastes like an Astro Pop.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I don't mean the popsicle version. I mean the sucker that's like a cone shape, rainbow colors, and then had like the white wax at the bottom.
They were disgusting.
I freaking love those things.
Everybody always kept the paper on them, and it grossed me out.
I'd never kept the paper on them. I had fully unwrapped it and then would lick it.
All right, good.
Obviously, whatever that flavor was like heavily pineapple. Because anytime this, and then whenever I tried a pineapple Fanta,
ooh,
I thought the same thing. It tasted like an Astro Pop. And I don't know if they still make those, but I've not seen one in decades.
Me either. But I haven't been looking for them either.
Well, let's keep our eyes peeled. Before we get going, I have to share. We've talked about this on the podcast before. We've talked about hotlines from back in the day, the 900 numbers, and how like everyone had one, you know, and you could call. And specifically for me, New Kids on the Block had one. And I got in trouble at my friend Amanda's house because we called and it racked up a bill. And anytime I've ever shared about it, multiple people are in the comments saying that they also got in trouble.
Now, did you actually think that you were going to talk to the New Kids, or were you fine with it just being a recording?
I mean, I was like 9 or 10, so I probably did think that I would get to talk to them. But I think it also just kind of was so exciting to hear their voice on the other end of the telephone. Mm. You know, it just felt real.
I was like,
oh, he's my boyfriend. I could pretend, you know.
Let me call him again. 1-900 mix a lot.
But anyway, the New Kids just posted like last week that they are doing it again. They have a New Kids hotline. So you can call 806 New Kids. And the commercial is very much a throwback. And they're kind of saying some of the same lines they said in their original commercial for it. And they're saying like, but this time it's on us. You won't get in trouble with your parents if you call. It's such a throwback. And I called it yesterday. I had forgotten to call. And actually, Tossie, the other Stacy, texted me. And she's like, you have to call the hotline. So I called. And originally they said like you could hear a clip of their new song or something like that. But that was not this.
No.
This was Donnie Wahlberg on the phone yapping for about 3 minutes.
Yeah. He was sitting there chatting with the people that do like hair and makeup.
For Blue Bloods.
Yeah. For his TV show.
Yeah. He's just shooting the shit.
Like, say hello, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
It actually felt very old school because you could only hear it and not see it.
Yeah.
Which everything aside from a podcast like ours with no video, you know, everything's very visual. But it was pretty funny. And then after you call, you have the option to add them as a contact and then like sign up for text, and they will let you know anytime there's a new message. So today I got an alert that Danny had left a message. I haven't listened to it, but it's just a fun little thing.
It is fun, and it's cool that they're doing it for free this time.
Yep.
It was quite the rage back in the day, though, with those 900 numbers.
It was.
A quick update on the Cozy Club. We have some new moderators.
We do. So this is not a bad problem to have.
No.
But we have been growing at a very fast pace on Facebook. I finally cracked the code on Facebook. And so we've been getting tons of new followers. And then like a percentage of those people are finding the Cozy Club and coming to join the Cozy Club. Now, Joanna has been our Cozy Club queen. She's been our moderator. She's been the person running the show, making sure that everyone's keeping things cozy and welcoming all of our new members. And that's been kind of her thing. She really loves giving each new member like a welcome. She'll put a little GIF there, or GIF, however you prefer to pronounce
it. Choosy moms choose GIF.
I say GIF. That kind of correlates to the questions that they answered when they had to join about like favorite 80s or 90s movies. And she'll, you know, welcome everyone. And that's been great up until now when there are hundreds of new members a day.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Poor Joanna just cannot keep up with it.
She texted me and she's like, are you giving away new cars with new memberships? So we decided that it would be best to add on a few new mods. And we both thought that the people we chose would be people that have been with us really the whole way through.
Yeah.
So we picked Mary Beth and Christy.
And thank you both very much for accepting.
Yes, they both seemed to be excited about it and jumped right in. And both of them have been listeners of the podcast for a very long time, you know, been Cozy Club members from the beginning, been supporters of us all around.
Yeah.
And we have always been very appreciative of them, but, you know, even more so now.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being a friend, as the Golden Girls would say. The funny thing is that even with adding the two of them, plus Joanna, it has still been so much. And also, we've kind of been worried that the influx of welcome posts were going to turn people away from the Cozy Club because their whole feed was welcome posts. Right. So we decided that we needed to just change it where, you know, they post fun, nostalgic stuff. They make sure everybody's being kind to each other. They still approve the requests, but I'm just going to do like a big batch welcome once a week to all the new members.
I like the plan.
I think it's going to work out best for everyone involved.
Agreed.
We wanted to welcome our newest patron, Charlotte.
Welcome, Charlotte.
He's always doing that. You gotta stop.
Charlotte, we're very happy you're here and you've joined the Patreon family.
Yes. We just recorded a Name That Tune episode that was pretty fun.
It was fun.
We ended up doing songs from our graduation year. So I gave Pete songs from 1995 to see how well he would know them. And he gave me songs from 1998.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good time.
It was a good time.
It was kind of like a Friday night date night.
It was like a Friday night date night. It was so romantic.
Well, it was a good time. We had a couple drinks, you know, and laughed.
Just hanging out. A couple crazy kids.
Two crazy kids under a blanket fort. Twinkling lights.
Is it show and tell time now?
It is. Amy McDonald, come on down. Oh, wait. That's The Price is Right. Amy was born in 1984.
Amy's favorite 80s movie. It's hard for me to choose just one, but my top three are Stand By Me, Goonies, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Nice. Favorite 80s song. I didn't hit my music stride until the 90s, but nostalgically, I love Paula Abdul's hits Straight Up and Opposites Attract.
Love that Opposites Attract video. The cat.
So great.
Yeah. Favorite 90s movie. Again, difficult to pick one, but I loved 10 Things I Hate About You. It was filmed in my hometown of Tacoma, Washington, and in Seattle, as well as Hocus Pocus, Gettysburg. My grandma and aunt loved this, and now it's bittersweet. Angels in the Outfield, and Free Willy.
Favorite 90s songs. One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men. God Must Have Spent a Little More Time on You by NSYNC, and I'll Be Missing You by Puff Daddy and Faith Evans.
Favorite 80s or 90s TV shows, Full House, Boy Meets World, Wishbone, and Doug. Never heard of Wishbone. What is it?
It was about a dog. I did not watch it.
Okay.
So I can't really answer that. I did watch all the others, though.
You watched Doug?
Yeah.
Did you?
It was a fun one. I mean, that I was a little older for, I think, but I liked it. I thought it was funny. Toy that you loved most as a child, in all caps, Popples. Amy said, I didn't have them as a kid, but I always wanted one. We just did a really fun Popples post recently that a lot of people responded to. Also, Cabbage Patch Kids and my Briar horses.
Those Briars were always so majestic.
The most majestic. I was not a horse girl, but I had friends that were, and I would see those horses.
Favorite game or book that you loved as a child or teenager? Not much of a game person, but I loved Babysitter's Club, Boxcar Children, and in the late 90s got into Nicholas Sparks.
Me too. Although maybe more early 2000s for me when I started. No, probably late 90s. Hmm. Favorite place to go in the mall, Sam Goody, Barnes & Noble, and the Disney Store.
Who was your celebrity crush? First one ever was a local quote-unquote celebrity named Steve Poole, our local weatherman.
I love that.
But I later crushed on JTT and Chris Kirkpatrick of NSYNC.
Oh, Chris getting some love.
Steve Poole as well. Way to go, Steve. Weather on the eights.
Amy also added, this podcast has come in clutch when I've had a rough day at work and need to be talked down so that I don't get angry at customers. This keeps me even keeled when dealing with people who refuse to read emails.
Well, those people are the worst.
Yes. You are welcome, Amy. I'm so glad that we are able to help you get through some of those rough days.
I like it.
I love it. I want some more of it.
And you may be seated, Amy.
Yes. Well done, all the gold stars.
Gold stars.
If you would like to participate in our show and tell, you can email us at wedontwantogrowuppod@gmail.com and ask for a questionnaire.
If you'd like to connect with us on social media, we're on Instagram at wedontwantogrowuppod.
We're on TikTok at wedontwantogrowup.
Come check us out on Facebook at wedontwantogrowuppodcast.
We also have a Facebook group called The Cozy Club-Fans of We Don't Want to Grow Up.
Now, if you'd like to help support the podcast, and we know you do, and gain access to over 60 bonus episodes, you can go to patreon.com/wedontwantogrowup.
And if you're interested in We Don't Want to Grow Up merch, you can go to
we-don't-wanna-grow-up.myspreadshop.com. All right, let's get into the meat of the episode.
So, it's March now, which means prom season has begun.
Yes, it has.
Of course, school dances happen year-round, and I recently polled everyone on our Instagram and Facebook about this and got lots of responses, which I wasn't sure, because sometimes I ask questions and there are crickets chirping, but this one hit. So I tallied the answers and I came up with lists. I worked very, very hard on this.
I was going to say, what you just said as far as like telling the answers was a ton of work for you. So first of all, thank you for asking the question. And second of all, thank you for putting this all together. You did great work.
Thank you. So I said, name one slow song and one fast song that remind you of school dances. Now, I didn't specify what decade they needed to be from. So I got so many answers.
Yeah.
That spanned all three decades that we cover. 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, which made my job even more difficult because I had to put everything into categories, not only within their decades, but if it was a slow song or a fast song. And we got so many that we definitely have enough for many episodes. Right now, we're going to say we'll have a part one and a part two, but who knows? Maybe we'll add more on later.
I think we're going to go to Patreon with one part of the episode too. So we have enough for three episodes.
Yes.
What a question.
Thank you all for participating. It makes it so much fun. And you kind of, even though I still had to do a lot of work, like you kind of do the work for us.
Yeah. Good job, people.
People, you, good job.
Good job, you. You did it. Gold star.
So yeah, what we're going to do here for part one, we're going to let you know the top five slow songs from the 80s that remind you of school dances. And the top five upbeat songs from the 80s that remind you of school dances. Are we going to start with slow or fast?
Let's start with fast.
Oh.
Because you never start out a dance with a slow song.
True.
At least none of the dances I went to.
Yeah, you got to get everybody out on the dance floor.
That's right. You got to get them hype.
Now, I do want to say, and I'll say this before every episode that we do, some of these songs, I think people from the 90s were talking about their dances in the 90s, but the songs are from the 80s or the 70s or the 60s. So it was kind of hard for me to pick which list they belonged on, but I think some of it is kind of universal.
Well, listen, I hope for your sake that the lists are right, because I have a squirt gun pointed at you.
No!
And if it's wrong, that's it. Getting drilled.
Well, if I get it wrong, then I guess one would say that I had it coming.
Okay, coming in at number five from 1989 by the B-52s, Love Shack. If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the Love Shack.
I love this song, and it definitely reminds me of dances in the 90s, but it's an 80s song technically, so it made the 80s list.
You can't see it here, but she just got squirt gunned because that's definitely a 90s song.
It clearly says 1989.
It does.
All right. Number four. This one I thought was very interesting because I have zero recollection of it. From 1988, this was on the original soundtrack to Spike Lee's film School Days by EU, Experience Unlimited. It's Da Butt.
Doing the butt.
Oh.
You know it.
Sexy, sexy. Oh, yeah. I know this song.
Totally missed me. I guess they never played it at our dances.
Really?
Yeah.
I only saw it on MTV, I believe.
When I saw the video, I pulled the video up, and Spike Lee directed the video as well, and he's in it a little bit. And that kind of brought up a little bit of memories for me, but several people listed it, so I had to include it, of course.
It's got a lot of energy. Yeah. Speaking of a lot of energy, this next one, 1980 by AC/DC, You Shook Me All Night Long.
Cause the world starts shaking, the heart was quaking, my mind was aching, and we were faking when you shook me all night long.
Beth said, my high school always played it at dances, and somehow everyone would dance, even though it's not really a song you can dance to. I mean, I think you can dance to it, but...
Yeah, I mean, you can, like, jump around at the very least.
Yeah.
Just get wild.
Coming in at number two, 1989, from Technotronic, it's Pump Up the Jam. We're dancing and there's not even any music here.
No music. And number one on the fast-paced list from 1988, It Takes Two, by Rob Bass.
I wanna rock right now. I'm Rob Bass and I came to get down. I'm not internationally known.
This was big into my synth days.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I was creating my own music along with Pump Up the Jam and It Takes Two.
Good times.
Oh yeah.
All right. Now we're gonna bring it on down to the slow songs.
It's time to grab that favorite person, hold them close, and sway.
Or do the thing. Or you're holding each other awkwardly, butts out.
6 inches. 6 inches.
All right. Number five on the list from 1984. Bryan Adams with Heaven.
Baby, you're all that I want. When you're lying here in my arms, I'm finding it hard to believe we're in heaven.
So Heaven actually came in as a tie between it and the next two songs. So we had a three-way tie. This next one from 1985, one of my favorites, from Madonna, Crazy for You.
What I'm dying to say is that I'm crazy for you. Touch me once and you know it's true.
The next up, tied with Crazy for You and Heaven, from 1988 by the Bangles, Eternal Flame.
Am I only dream?
God, I love this song.
It's so great.
Old Susanna. Oh, Susanna. This next one is actually from 1976, one of the best years ever. It's my birth year, by Heatwave, Always and Forever.
Every day, love me your own special way. Melt all my heart.
Such a goodie, and many people who were in school in the 80s voted for it. Also, this was a fun little thing. I don't know if you know who he is, but Michael Franti, who has a song from Michael Franti and Spearhead. Love You from 2008, and then a lot of other great songs, commented on this post.
Yeah.
Put in his vote, and this was one of his votes along with September by Earth, Wind & Fire for the upbeat song.
Ah.
That one only had one vote, so it didn't make the list. But I feel like I needed to add it here. Say, hey, I love you, because I love that song so much. It's such a happy, feel-good song for me. It reminds me of Weeds, the show Weeds.
Yeah.
Remember when they did like the flash mob in the mall? It was to that song.
Oh, was it?
Yes. Anyway, it just made me happy that he commented.
I miss doing those flash mobs.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You used to frequent them?
Yeah, I was a big flash mobber.
I remember there was a show for a while. I don't think it lasted very long. And I think it was hosted by Nappy Tabs, which is a choreography duo that I know from So You Think You Can Dance. And they would organize these flash mobs for a specific person. And you would like watch the whole like rehearsal of it. And you would get a little backstory on the person you were doing it for. It was actually kind of fun, but it was definitely like a short-lived craze.
Yeah, I feel like nobody's flash mobbing anymore.
Bring back the flash mobs. And number one on our list of slow songs that remind you of school dances in the 80s from 1986 from Chris de Burg, Lady in Red.
Lady.
Is it bad when I hear that song, I just think of Dodgeball?
Is it in Dodgeball?
Yeah, it's when What's-Her-Face shows up, Missy Pyle's character. When they're at the bar and White walks in with his team and he's got, what's her name?
Michelle.
But it's not Michelle.
Oh, the like the Ukrainian lady. Or whatever it is?
Yes.
From Moldova.
It's like Fran.
Yeah.
It's Fran, but I can't think of her last name. We'll just play the clip here.
Play the clip.
Meet Fran Stalinaskovich Devedevinsky.
But yeah, when Owen sees her, he just hears Lady in Red. It's love at first sight.
I love that song, though. I mean, the verses are good. The chorus is amazing. It is a fantastic song.
Very dramatic.
Very dramatic.
Did you ever watch the movie?
I do not know.
It has Kelly LeBrock and Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah, I think if you saw this cover, you would recognize it.
I definitely recognize the cover. I don't know that I got to watch it, though. Maybe I did, because did she actually like stand over a vent in like New York City, like Marilyn Monroe? Marilyn Monroe.
I mean, perhaps, because her dress is up like that.
Hmm.
It's actually called The Woman in Red, by the way.
Oh.
But it pops up when you type in Lady in Red. I think this song is in the movie. I could be wrong, though. What if it's not? Maybe it's not. Maybe I'm just mashing them both together.
You gotta look up the soundtrack. Woman in Red OST.
Nope.
No?
The Woman in Red.
Cut that.
By Stevie Wonder.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, it was a nice try.
I mean, listen, I'm okay being wrong sometimes, you know?
It's like, all right.
I didn't experience that movie, and it's just like a hodgepodge of images and sounds from when I was 6 years old.
Listen, one would assume that song would be in that movie.
Well, literally, when I typed in Lady in Red, it said Lady in Red movie, and I clicked on it, and it was that, but then it said The Woman in Red.
80s. Never get it right.
Oh, well, we went to the vice principal's office in real time here.
We did.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Editor's note, I did go and look a little bit more into the Lady in Red / the Woman in Red situation.
Yeah.
And I got tricked for a second because it said Lady in Red official video, and it was scenes from the movie The Woman in Red set to Lady in Red. But that was not the official video.
Ah.
The official video by Chris de Burg is a totally different thing. It has nothing to do with that movie. So I think someone just, you know, people naturally associate the two and they made a video out of it.
Great job, whoever you are.
But you did ask if there was a Marilyn Monroe moment. And there is a moment with Kelly LeBrock that I'm sure young you remembers. Because her skirt or dress does get blown up and you see her undies.
I knew that looked familiar.
You're like, 12-year-old me remembers that well. All right. Well, that is the end of our part one. We're going to jump to the 90s next, but we will revisit this list.
With part two. Sometime soon.
Sometime soon. Keep an eye out. And we will also be doing part three over on our Patreon. Patreon.com/We Don't Want to Grow Up.
Come check it out.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And Free Willy.
Say it right.
Free Willy.
Say it right.
Willy.
Okay.
Because you never start.
Mate. I'll get there.
Love Shack. Technotronic. Lady in red is dancing with me. Butt cheek to cheek.